Walk or drive around your city or town, and chances are good your eye will fall on something intriguing. Something to make you wonder, what is that and where did it come from? But generally, we don't know where to find those answers. They do in Traverse City, thanks to a new local history magazine, a digital magazine called the Grand Traverse Journal. Amy Barrett is co-editor as well as special collections librarian for the Traverse Area District Library. Amy, this is a joint project of the library and the History Center of Traverse City. What got you both thinking we need this local history magazine?
Sure. We were looking for a platform for building a body of work about the people and culture of this region. Most of the magazines that are published here are for people who are interested in visiting, but there's really no place where people can pursue these topics more deeply.
And you launched this magazine this summer. What kinds of stories have you covered?
Debunking local area ghost legends. We've covered all sorts of nature articles about maple galls and oak apples, and a few articles about the state hospital, which is a big local history item in the county.
I really like the categories of stories that you offer in the Grand Traverse Journal. You've got then and now, nature, celebrate the people, history, forgotten people, mystery photo, and more. What kind of response have you gotten from the public to all of these cool categories?
I think one of the biggest would be the celebrate the people, because individuals can talk about people that shaped their lives in this region, that people that moved forward and made a big difference in how we think about Traverse City, that it went from a very backwater, you know, backwoods town to the metropolis it is today.
And who's doing the writing? Who's providing content?
Currently, the co-editor, Richard Fidler, and I, we produce quite a bit of the content. We've been going out and doing interviews with people and then publishing them. So oral histories is one of the items that we'd like to get more into. One of our contributors is a 13-year-old young lady from Kingsley High School. So that was really fun. You know, we try to encourage people from all walks of life, not just people who are writers, but people who are interested in telling a story.
I love the idea that you are inviting the public to be a part of this, not just passively by reading, but also thinking of something that they can contribute and be able to see it published in this digital magazine has got to be very exciting for them.
Oh, absolutely. One of the other big reasons that we wanted to push this digital history journal is that it's a really good vehicle for people to practice those skill sets of literacy and communication. That's why we think the journal is a good vehicle, not just for our region, but libraries across the state can get involved, get started in a project like this.
What does it take to do this magazine, Amy, in terms of money and time? Because I'm wondering how easy it would be for other communities and libraries to pull this off.
Fortunately, I have a really great tech department that supports me in my many endeavors. So our online version is created on WordPress, and it's really, I think I learned WordPress in maybe 10 minutes. So that was pretty minimal. But the other system that we use in order to create downloadable copies of the Grand Traverse Journal is a service called Fast Pencil that the library pays for. It's a self-publishing platform. As far as time goes, fortunately, I've had a lot of volunteers come forward and say, yeah, you can interview me. So we've had people come forward. So the time, there's a lot of time put into it, but not a lot of money.
So it doesn't take a lot of money. So it is doable for other libraries and other communities.
Absolutely.
Amy Barrett is co-editor of the Grand Traverse Journal. We have put a link to this digital magazine on our website. Just go to the stateside link at michiganradio.org. Amy, it was good to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.